the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And thank God that He blessed us alive today on this beautiful Saturday. Thanking God for everything that He is doing for us. We need to take this opportunity, this time, to really to thank God for blessing us to see this beautiful day that the Lord has made and created for us. But thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I thank God for a prayer that pertains to Psalm 91. And I thank God that we need to ask the Lord to give us protection. Now today, the world is not safe like it used to be. And one thing is because of sin. People now are operating in the spirit of darkness. Darkness is controlling the mind of man and woman, boy and girl, praise God, to do evil, wicked, to do all kind of deceitful sin in the eyes of God. But we as a body of believers, and we say we are Christian, and we confess the name of Christ, we should read 91 Psalm every day, without a doubt, because someone's life is going to be taken. While we are praying, somebody's life is going to be taken. Death is reigning in the air. He is reigning, praise God, through and fro out the entire world. He is taking lives. But the Lord say in His word, and I thank God for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, He's doing it right now. That means Jesus is not telling a lie. He's telling the truth. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He is taking people alive. People are killing one another. Praise God. Disease are killing the human race. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus. Children are going to school with guns to take the teacher's life and their peers' lives. You got people going in subways, praise God, carrying weapons to take the innocent to initiate themselves in a game. Oh, praise God. Some people ask questions, are we safe today? Without Jesus, you're not safe. But if you know you got Jesus, praise God, and receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you are safe. Praise God. But the main thing, the Word of God will stand against anything that is pertained on this earth. But Psalm 91, and I thank God. Heavenly Father, we come to You seeking refuge under Your mighty wings. You are our shelter, our fortress, our God, in whom we place all our trust. You deliver us from the traps of the enemy and protect us from harm. Your faithfulness surrounds us like a shield, giving us strength and peace in the face of fear. We will not fear the terrors of the night or the danger that comes by day. Even when trouble surrounds us, we will stand firm, knowing that You are our defender and protector. May Your angels lift us up and shield us from every danger. Guide our steps on the path You have set before us, and keep us steady in Your care. You are our refuge and our salvation. In Your presence, we find safety, strength, and peace. We trust You
in your promise and rest in your shadow of your almighty care. Father, we thank you. We thank you by your word in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank God that I read this prayer to you for your protection, for my protection. I thank God. Just imagine as you walk out the door, praise God, and you tell your wife and your husband, your children, I'll see you later, and find out that that individual is not going to make it back home safe and sound. But thank God for Jesus Christ for his word today. This morning, I would like to share the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer that I pray with you today. And I'm going into the book of James, and I thank God, the third chapter pertaining to the tongue, that organ that is in our mouth, between our two teeth. We need to ask God to tame the tongue. Praise God. I know there are a lot of authors now today, Christian authors, wrote books about the tongue. You know that organ in our mouth really got to be tamed. And the only person who can tame it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you are not born again believers, praise God, the organ, praise God, will put you life or death. Praise God, it's your choice to choose. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. And James says, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged most strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault and what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. That tells you something right there, that we have to keep ourselves under suggestion, under the mighty God. But if we don't have Jesus in our life, the enemy take control, and the enemy will have you do what he command you to do. Praise God. That's how powerful sin is. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. When we are controlled by darkness, without the light, praise God, we'll be doing the things that Satan wants us to do. But Jesus, once we are born again believers, trusting in the Lord, believing in his word, he controls us by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will control our tongue if we let him do it. Praise God. So I thank God for Jesus. And James said, when we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal or take ships as an amp, although they are so large and are driven by strong winds. They are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Now, James gave us a description how the tongue is very powerful. He's talking about a horse. Well, if you want the horse to obey you, like James said, you put a bridle. You put a bridle between his mouth, between his teeth. And see, that piece, it got a metal texture. And it could hurt a horse's mouth. But when a person who get on the horse, praise God, can make that horse follow his command by jerking that bridle in his mouth. And the horse have no choice but to do what the master tell him what to do. For him to go this way or the right way, the left way. However, that person who in control of that animal, praise God, that animal have to follow the command of that piece of metal that's in his mouth. And that's amazing. How God give people their mind, praise God, how to take control of things, praise God. And the same way with a boat, praise God, if there's a steer, praise God, and that person who control that big old boat, know how to steer that big vessel on the water. So that vessel can go either way, just like driving a car. And that's how we do. When we get in the car, we learn how to control the steering wheel. We let the steering wheel go right or left, go straight or backwards. Praise God, because we are the one know how to control it. Well, that's the same way with the Holy Spirit. And we allow the Holy Spirit take control. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He have the full force of us. He have full access of us. Praise God, to do what he command us to do. And we have to follow the command or the voice of the Holy Spirit and God himself, praise God, to do what he command us to do. Not to hesitate, but to obey his voice and to do what it says, praise God. And James said this, and I think likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, set the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. And that's the reason why we need to be very careful of the tongue that we speak. Be careful, because the tongue can bring you blessing and cursing. But you need to be very careful with the tongue. The tongue plays a very important part that God put in our organs. We can have what we say, praise God, and it happened the way you say it, it manifests. So we need to be very careful of the tongue that we speak. Speak of negative, you receive negative things. When you speak positive, you receive positive things that come out of your mouth. So we need to be very careful of the tongue, because it can bring confusion. It can bring destruction. Praise God. It can bring blessing. Praise God. It can bring a lot of things upon yourself if you need to be very careful of the words that coming out of your mouth. So I thank God for the tongue that God gives us. But we got to learn how to utilize the word of God very carefully. We got to believe in what we say and trust God every step of the way. So I thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the righteousness of him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's concentrate on the tongue that God gives us. Let us use that tongue wisely. Praise God, not to gossip, but to share the good news of the word of God. Let the tongue bring a blessing, not curse. Let the tongue bring praises, praise God, not to bring darkness, but to hold on to what God said when we speak the word through our tongue. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's hold faith. Let's trust God, as James said. Let us use the word wisely. May God bless you on this beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the word of God.